fighter in Shas. We're moving to the mem hey, picking on mem dalim beis bada ba mada pei, taking the last line to stayim. We saw machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish about a mishnah in Meiser Sheni, but we didn't say who holds what. So now it says the Gemara to stayim to Rabbi Yochanan who damer ein mechalan. It's Rabbi Yochanan who's the one who says according to Beis Shammai that we're not mechalel. For the fancy guys out there, we can't deconsecrate even actual Meiser Sheni stuff onto gold coins. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan makes sense to that. It's said because Yochanan says, peep, turn the page. Memhem and Aleph. Aser Lilvos Dinar Bedinar. It's also to borrow a dinar for a dinar. This is all issue of Sa B'Sa, says Rashi, that Aser Lilvos Dinar Bedinar, Shema Yukru, Yokiru, maybe it's going to go up in value. V'yavo lide ribis. It's going to be ribis. With dinar zav, ka'amar k'dim b'far. So I was talking about dinar zav. Back to the Gemara. Also levels dinar b'dinar. Dinar demai. Now, dinar demai. Not demai, but demai. A dinar of what? What is he? What are we talking about here? Elam dinar shel kesef. Dinar shel kesef. You want to say it's usher. To go ahead and as kesef kesef. Legabe nafshei mi'ika laman da'amar lav tivavi. Is there anyone who says that something to itself, meaning a silver dinar, is not considered money? What is you talking about? Of course, that's cash money. Ella pshita, obviously, others known as obviously, dinar shel zav, dinar shel zahav. It is a, Rav Yochanan is talking about a gold dinar to a gold dinar. Uleman, according to who? Rav Yochanan saying this. Ila beis hillel, if you want to say it's the word beis hillel, who matters you to go ahead and to be podes silver coins onto gold ones. Ha amri tivahavi. They say that a gold dinar is considered like cash money. Elalav le Beis Shammai must go according to Beis Shammai, who Aser is putting the silver onto the gold, because they say that gold is considered to be pira, like the goods, and not considered cash. Ushmamina, we see from here that Ushmamina, Rabbi Yochanan, who damei mechalalinan, you can learn that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that according to Beis Shammai, we're not able to go and be mechalal even onto even actual stuff like Peira's produce onto gold dinarim. Oh, so that's what we say. It's time to say that Rav Yochanan holds that. Says Gemara, lo, not a raya. Lo melech Rav Yochanan hu damer mechalalinan. Really, we could say Rav Yochanan says according to Beis Shammai, you can be mechal onto the gold stuff. So why would Beis Shammai aser borrowing the gold dinar of a gold dinar if it's like pira, but they matter you to go out and put Meiser Sheni fruit onto it, considering it now it's tiva? Say shiny alva, because we could say when we're dealing with a loan, that's different. Since in reference to buying and selling, when they buy and sell the coins, the chacham consider gold coins like it's pira, like produce relative to the silver coins, the kesef. And we say that it's it, that's what goes up and down. The gold's what's going up and down relative to the silver. Lagabi alva ndami pirahave, in reference to, therefore, with reference to a loan of gold, also we consider it like pira. Now, hachen amistava, so it makes sense. The chi asa raven, because when raven came from Bava Teretz Yisrael, what did he say? Amru Rabbi Yochanan, afal pisha armu asa luvos dinar bedinar, even though the chum say it's asa to borrow gold dinar for a gold dinar of a mechalalin meiser sheni alof. Will I be mechal meiser sheni onto it? Shema mina. Sefer of Yochanan is the one who says Beis Shammai agrees that actual produce of meiser sheni can be deconsecrated onto a gold coin. We will now see, maybe not like that. We're going to have someone who's going to go, we're going to ask Akasha on the one that says Beis Shammai asers even being podet the actual Meiser Sheni onto a gold coin. You're going to say maybe other things, but the Meiser Sheni itself, Toshima, ha-porit sel mimos Meiser Sheni. If someone comes and they want to make, hold on. Says Rashi, Mishi Yeshlo Mos Nechoshes Shemaiser Sheni. They have money of Nechoshes, of copper. Ubo Leforta Mesela Kesef. Now they want to go and exchange it for Kesef La Los Yushalayim, if they Maso Ederech. You know, they have to carry less if they do it like that. Bisham Rum Bechola Sela Mos. Bisham says you could do the Nechoshes coins for the entire Sela that he converts all of it into silver. Bisholomim b'shekel kesef, b'shekel maos. Basically, we don't want to flood the markets. If everything gets switched into silver, and then you go up there and you go to the shulchan to go and do it, what's going to happen? The exchange is going to change, and therefore they're going to be losing out. Meister Shein is going to lose out. So therefore, he says, split it down the middle. But according to Beishamai, we could show, we can be mechal the fruits onto these nechoshes. Is even a shy that you do it onto gold. If you do it onto nechoshes, of course you get onto gold, right? The rest is mechal in Paris. Right, so it's a Gemara, no shiny prete. No, copper is different. Ba'asa desagi harifi, because the place that they're used, they're more charif, they're more used than gold is used. So therefore, it makes sense to go ahead, and it's even better money than gold is, because that's the normal currency that's being circulated over there. This is going back again. Machlokas Beishame, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. About Beishame, how he holds about Meiser Sheni, Lishta Achrina Amrila, some explain it differently. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Chadam Machlokas Beisloim al Dinar, one of them says that Machlok Beishame Beisloim is about being podet silver sloim of Meiser Sheni onto gold dinarim. Beishame, the Beishame is every hakesef. Beishame have the opinion when it says that Vinasata Bekesef Itzarta hakesef biotcha velachta ala makoma shevka shamel kechbo, that when he uses the word hakesef, it's coming to teach that somebody who is being poded as Meister Sheni fruit, that he has to spend Yerushalayim, Kesef Rishon Velo Kesef Sheni. The first money with which the fruit was being poded, and not the second money. Rashi says, Shechilalta Peros Aleim, not to be chal on something else. He holds that the Torah doubles up. It says the money is coming to be marbet to include vafil kesef sheni. Even the second money is going to be fun. But okay, the original money can be deconsecrated onto other money, which is then brought to Yerushalayim. Therefore, Beis Hillel allows the slime of Meiser Sheni to be on to a gold dinarim. Aval peros, back in the Gemara, aval peros, al dinarim, divrei kol mechalalinan. But in reference to being podeh, actual peros onto gold coins, even Beis Sham is going to be maskim that you could do it. Dakati kesef rishonu, because it's still called kesef rishon. V'chan amar, af peros al dinarim nami mechlokas. The other one says that the mechlokas of Beis Sham is even about actual Meister Sheni stuff onto golden dinarim. That itself is going to be a machlokas. Ulamandia, my slayim al dinarim machlokas. Someone says that the machlokas is about doing the silver onto gold. But what's Pshat that we say that instead of saying Bisham Bisilla, I'm having argument over slayim of silver onto gold, let's say slayim as slayim, that should do it, the machlokas should be between slayim and other slayim. Like one silver onto another. So the Gemara, so how does that make sense? It's Gemara, if gave a slime a slime, if they're arguing about slime and slime, have a mina hani mi libe slime a slime, have a slime a dinarim, modul be silo be shamai. Well, let's slow it down. Then I would have said that this machlok shambe silel was only about slime and slime. Have a slime a dinarim, when it comes to slime and dinarim, slime on gold and moldy lay beis hillel le beis shamay, that beis hillel is going to be massive beis shamay, that you can't do it. The david legabe kaspa period, because when it comes, because according to beis hillel, you have gold relative to silver is considered legabe kaspa. It's considered pera. It's considered like produce. Velo mechalin, and therefore you can't be mechalik kamash velo. And therefore the Mishnah tells us that their machlokas is about gold onto silver, and that Beis Hillel say that you're allowed to do such a thing. We mentioned in the first opinion that the Beis Shammai said that it's also to be podet first money onto second money, Toshima. Someone who comes in, they want to change a sela of Meister Sheni in Yerushalayim into copper, into the Choshes. He says he could change copper coins for the entire sela. No, you can't do it all at once. You got to do it split. Now, if we're able to be Mechalel, the silver onto copper, according to Bishamai, then v'lo mina kesef ishav v'lo kesef sheni. We don't say first or second money. Lagabi David the chashav minei, then in reference to gold, which is more chashav than silver, mi mina kesef ishav v'lo kesef sheni. Would we say first money but not second money? Like if being mechalel silver onto something which is less valuable is not us or Bishamai, of changing first money to second money, then obviously, if you were to be mechalel silver onto something more chashuv, it's not going to be usher to do, and therefore Bishamai wouldn't say there's any problem with first money, but not second money. And for the Gemara, Amarava Yerushalayim kamosaft, you're asking from a halacha that has to do with Yerushalayim. Shani Yerushalayim, when you're being mechalel meiser sheni money in Yerushalayim, that's different. Yerushalayim yer kodesh. The chsiv bei v'nasat ha'kesef v'chol shetav v'nafshecha b'bakar. What's on? The pasuk over there tells us that and you shall spend the money for whatever your soul desires, for cattle or for flock. Yah. Kum t'chois, what comes out is that you could say that according to Beis Shammai, the Torah is going to aser being mechal of first money into second money, like we said, but it's still going to be mutter to do it in Yerushalayim. Wow. Toshima, let's try again. Akasha again in the first Amor over here. Ha'pori selmi mos meiser sheni. Someone who goes and they want to convert this nechoshes meiser sheni into sela, into silver stuff, in order to be able to carry it to Yerushalayim. B'shamir omir b'chol sela mos. You can switch the whole thing into silver. B'shel omir b'shekel kesa b'shekel mos. So you see that B'shamir matir being mechal the first money and the second money, eats that even outside of Yerushalayim HaKodesh. Ella says the Gemara, Ella the Kuleyama HaKesef, Kesef Reba. According to Beishami and Beis Hillel, the money, when it says HaKesef, Kesef Reba, it says the money is coming to include, it's coming to be Marbe, Vafilu Kesef Sheni, even second money. And in the second way of understanding the machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish was said, this is how he did it. Chadam machlokas besloim al dinarim. One of them, they say the machlokas in Bisham Bishilo is only about being mechalel the sloim, the silver sloim onto gold dinar. The Bisham is savri gazrina, Bisham is say, and we make Xera not to do that. Beep turn the pace. Remember base. Shami Yasha Liosav, because maybe you're going to delay going up to Yerushalayim. We wouldn't want to do such a thing. The Zimna Delo Malu Zuze Bedinri, because sometimes the silver coins don't add up to a gold dinar. Vlomasik, and then he's going to end up not bringing it to Yerushalayim Rekodesh. Shami Yasha Savri Lokozin and Shami Yasha Liosav. Still say, we're not worried such a thing. We're going to make Xera that's going to happen. He's going to delay going up. Because even when the silver coins don't add up to a gold one, Asuka Maskeluhu is going to bring them up to Shalayim Yerkoidesh. Because if the silver coins there, that's enough. It's not going to be so heavy if it's not even enough to be able to get the gold. Avaba Paris al Dinarim, but in reference to being Mechalel, the actual Paris themselves, the produce of Meister Sheni, the gold, Divya Kol Mechalinon, everyone's going to say you're able to do such a thing. And in Bishamai, that word, you're going to delay. The Kevin, the Mirkave Lomashil, because of the fact that they're going to become spoiled, they're going to rot. People are not going to wait until they're actually going to go up. V'chad Amar Afilu Aperis Al Dinarim Nami Machlokas. And the other one says that the Machlokas Bisham Bisil is even about being Mechal, even produce onto golden dinarim. Rashi says the Peri Nami Osilashir. Maybe you're also going to hold back of walking up over there. It's going to get spoiled and ruined. Okay, so we saw already a few different ways of understanding Machlokas Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, how we understand Maisa Sheni. And now let's try to work it out. Bishalach, Lishna Da'amat Midor Aisa Mishra Shari. It worked well between the last week we said it, that you said that Midor Aisa, Bisham Bitzelar Maskim, that it's going to be mutter to go ahead and to put Slayim onto the gold coins. Rabbanan Hu Degazir Bey, and it's the Chachamim who are goes there not to do that according to Beis Shammai. Ahayinu Degetani Yaseh Velo Yaseh. Now we understand what the Mishnah says, Yaseh Velo Yaseh. Rashi says, "Hanu dekatani lo yaseh, v'lo katani loshen chilul dekasavar yesh chilul aval chacham hichmer lov." There is chilul, but there are machmer on it. El lahachlish la'amet midoraisa pligi. But according to the other way we understand is that they say that Bisham Bishilul are arguing only the oraito. This is a Torah machlokes mechalina v'lo mechalim b'boyle. Then it should have said the Mishnah Shiri loshen we can be mechal and we can't be mechalel. So what are you gonna do with that? Says Gemara Kasha. It's a good Kasha. Good Kasha. How we deal with that type of lashon over there?
Itmar Rav Velevi. We're now going back to the discussion of that. If I give money for something, for your watch or something like that, nothing happens just by giving the money. Only if I take the thing, then you mechayev the money. But if I give the money, it's not mechayev the thing. You can back out of it. So Itmar Rav Velevi say, that a coin can be used as chalipin. That you could do if something is exchanged for a coin and not done as a sale, then the seller's taking of the coin actually does close off the actual sale. It's complete. No, a coin can't do chalip, and not going to work. Now, Amar Papa, our Papa comes and explains. My time at the Mandor, my time at the Chalipin. What's the reason for the one who says, in Matbea of Chalipin, Bishum the Daita at Surta, because the Das of the seller is on the Tsur, on the shape, on the Rashi's Daito al Shalmakta, al Chifetz, Vinotel, Amatbea of Chalipin, Eno Somech, Ela al Tsur Shabo, Shena Matbea Choshev, Ela de Tsur Shabo, Tsurasa Aveda. The butler she a melech posla v'gozel otzur tzur acheres hilka chavale kedaver she'enu mesuyam v'shalem v'shilem ulekamen mimat in daver she'enu mesuyam v'nichsev v'na'al. The point is that the das is on the tzurta v'tzurta avida de butla, and the tzura, the figure, is something which could become butla. The coin itself is worth something, but the actual shape on it, the tzura, the picture on it, is what's giving it like the actual governmental stamp of approval. This is actually valuable. And it's not considered shalim because it could be the thing could be changed at any time, therefore can't be done as chalipin. Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah Hazav Kones Akasef. What do you mean? We're not going to go against this idea. We're going to challenge this concept that coins can't be used as chalipin. Hazav Kones Akasef. My lab chalipin. Isn't there a way that the zav is Kones Akasef to do through chalipin? Shema minam must be a nasa chalipin. Of the Gemara Lo Bedamim. It's talking about where the silver is something which is being used as money. Yachiv, if that's really true, Hazav Kones Akasef. Mechayev Mibayle. What do you mean that it acquires kesef? It should have said that the gold is going to be mechayev the kesef, the silver. So it's going to not tani azav mechayev. No problem. Let's just change it. Tani azav mechayev. How can I misabah? So it makes sense to make the tani safe of the fact that the Mishnah at the end says a kesef ain't according to azav. Yamar bishlam abdamim. If you want to say it's talking about with money, hainu damin and dava pir of a kasvativa. This is what was said, that the gold coin is considered pira, produce, and the silver is considered money. Vitiva pira lokani, and the seller is taking the money. He's not going to acquire the produce for the buyer. Eliyam art bechalipin. If you want to say the Mishnah is talking about a kisu chalipin, tavei lechadadi. Then either one should actually work for the other. So therefore, it makes sense. It's like veotanya, another one of that. But it says in the braisa. It's a further rye over here that the Mishnah is not talking about chalipin. Learning the Brisa, kesef eino kones azav. Silver does not acquire gold. Ketzad, how is this so? Machalo esem chamisha dinar shel kesef dinar shel zav. If someone sold to someone else 25 silver dinar for a gold dinar, alpha bisha mashach as a kesef. Even though the owner of the gold, he took the silver, lo kana achi yimshach as azav. The owner of the silver has not acquired the gold until he takes the gold. If you want to say that we're talking about a case of the money, that the payment of money, like with the case, like it's a sale, for that reason, taking the silver doesn't acquire the gold for the other one. Eliyah amart b'chalip nivizit z'chalip b'nitnei. Shtaka works, therefore must not be talking about that. Says Gemara, Elamai b'damim. What do you want to say? We're talking about, the Brisa is talking about money. Well, there's a sale. Yachim Marisha, let's look at the Risha of the Brisa. Hazav konas hakesef. Gold acquires silver. Kate said, how? Machalo dinar zeh. Let's say if someone sells the other one to somebody else, a gold dinar for 25 silver dinar, once the buyer of the gold took the gold, the silver coin is acquired for the seller wherever it is. Works with chalipin. Then then we could say that's why that would make sense. If you want to say it's talking about his money, what does that mean when it says that the silver is acquired wherever it is? It should have said the person becomes obligated. So it must be that it sounds like this type of lashon sounds like it's talking about chalipin. Amar Ravashi le'olam bedamim. Really, we're talking about cashmani. We're talking about the price. We're talking about where the silver coins are being used as money. What does it mean? Wherever it is that it's going to be acquired. Kimoshu k'da'amar le. It means as it is. As he said to him, meaning Rashi's kimoshu hisnemo, like he was masna. If the buyer said to him, I'm going to give you the money, the silver coins, from a new wallet, in other words, it's going to be brand new coins, says Rashi, new ones, you can't give them like the old coins. Even though they may be better than the new ones, my time, why not? Because the seller can say, I need them in order to make them get older. Rashi, we've lived for a long time, because I don't want them to get too blackened. And if I'm leaving them, then they're going to get black. They're going to become older, but not going to get too black if they're newer ones. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.